Today, President Bush had a message for Turkey. He urged the Turks to, as he said, move quickly, achieve their objective, and get out. More than a week ago, Turkish forces crossed into northern Iraq in an effort to combat Kurdish separatists of the Kurdistan Workers' Party, or PKK. NPR's Ivan Watson traveled to northern Iraq.
A nervous Iraqi Kurdish border guard takes a visitor to a twisted steel bridge that was bombed last week by Turkish warplanes. The bridge collapsed into this rushing mountain river, which marks the boundary between Iraqi Kurdistan and territory controlled by the PKK. This rugged no-man's land runs some 20 miles north from here to the Turkish border. The Iraqi guard is nervous because Turkish jets are roaring high overhead. Not far from here, thousands of Turkish soldiers, backed by artillery, warplanes, and helicopters, are struggling to capture this border zone from the hardened mountain fighters of the PKK, who've been based here for the last decade. Days and nights of distant explosions have frightened the Iraqi Kurdish population in the nearby hilltop town of Ahmadiyya, which still bears scars from the last time the Turks and the PKK turned this part of Iraqi Kurdistan into a battlefield. Kurdish youths point out shrapnel marks in the side of a building left over from a deadly PKK artillery barrage 10 years ago. Less than 100 yards up the road is a small Turkish reconnaissance base, one of several established in northern Iraq in the 1990s under an agreement between the Turkish government and Saddam Hussein. The Turkish soldiers here refuse to speak to journalists.
Sorry, we are not open about interview.
Last week, when the Turkish military launched its offensive, it also tried to move troops and tanks from some of these reconnaissance bases towards the PKK-controlled no-man's land. But the local Kurdish population rose up and surrounded the Turkish bases and ordered the Turks to stay put. This car mechanic and part-time militiaman named Hakor Ahmadi was one of the armed men in the crowd.
There were about 350 of us, including women and children. We surrounded the Turkish base for about 3 hours. We were waiting for orders from the leadership, and if we got the order, we would have attacked them.
Calmer heads prevailed, and the Turks backed down. But the Kurds are still deeply suspicious about the Turkish offensive, which many here see as a pretext for destabilizing Iraqi Kurdistan.
We reject this. We will not accept it. And asked for suspension and end to this military operation and for the Turkish troops to withdraw as soon as possible and immediately, in fact, immediately.
Hoshar Zebari is Iraq's foreign minister. He's also a Kurd who's well aware that Turkey has threatened to go to war if Iraq's autonomy-minded Kurds declare independence from Baghdad.
This land incursion and writing on the wall that we see that Turkey really has some broader objective than what they are claiming is causing serious, serious concerns.
But there's no love lost between the Iraqi Kurds and the PKK separatists. Zebari calls them terrorists. Roj Velat is a PKK spokesman. He describes the battle in the mountains as a fight to the death, and he repeats a call for millions of ethnic Kurds around the world to rise up against the Turkish state.
Because today, Kurdish people are facing with genocide, with the permission of United States of America.
The U.S. has been giving the Turks intelligence information about the PKK, while also pushing the Iraqi Kurds to do more to rein in the Kurdish rebels. The Iraqi Kurds say they helped organize secret meetings in Europe last fall between Turkish intelligence officers and PKK leaders in a bid to defuse tensions. But a senior Iraqi Kurdish official said he fears that if this Turkish offensive drags on, it could attract more popular support to a group of rebels that until recently were internationally isolated and struggling for relevance. Ivan Watson, NPR News, Ahmadiyya, Iraqi Kurdistan.